Thank you for tuning in to the best parenting show on the internet, Post Daily Dose.
Hey, Facebook family, welcome to another episode of Post Daily Dose with me, your trusted parenting advisor, faithful guide and servant on the healing journey. What's my name? Big Papa Brian Post. As I said, it's did I decide on the best or the greatest 10-minute parenting show, the greatest little 10-minute parenting show on the planet? Yeah, I'll work on that. So I hope everyone's doing well. I had a doctor's appointment, so you guys know I was sick most of last week. And then Marley had a doctor's appointment today, and so went to the doctor's appointment. I've been feeling kind of tired all day. And then when I was at the doctor's appointment, it's like my eyes were watery and I got real congested. And I realized that it's my, like, still the allergies are still continuing to have this effect on me. And so then it kind of made my head hurt. And then I had dinner with a friend afterwards. And, you know, my head's kind of full and throbbing just a little bit. Just general discomfort. And it made me think about parents who parent in pain. If you are a parent who suffers from chronic pain, and that's just become a everyday situation for you, that's an interesting dynamic, because when you are in pain, you are essentially being overloaded with cortisol, because the moment you're in pain, you start pumping out stress hormones, and those stress hormones are coursing through your brain and through your body system, trying to equip your body to fight against the pain. And that's what stress is for, one of the benefits of stress. Well, imagine being in pain and having to do homework with your child, or having to prepare dinner, or having to fold clothes, or give hugs, and, you know, do play Barbie dolls and all those kind of things that come along with parenting, especially parenting in the evening, you know, once your children come home. But then you're in pain while you're doing it. And I suspect that a great deal of parenting in pain is representative of emotional absence, just simply because when the body is in a state of stress, it's in a state of survival, it is really hard to be present. It makes it very hard to be present to the moment, to the person, because you are in your own pain body. And Jon Kabat-Zinn has done a multitude of studies. I don't think it's Harvard. I think it's Boston University. And, you know, I do these daily dose on the fly, so I don't have an opportunity to really research what it is. But I think it's Boston University. But he is widely known and famous for mindfulness practice. And a part of that is mindfulness practice with pain and the ability of the mind to reduce the pain, make the pain tolerable, maybe help you stay present. And so it just reminds me, hey, Brenda, it just reminds me of those moments when I am not feeling good. And I get better and better at this over the years. Maybe as I get older, I just get more mindful, more aware of just paying attention to the throb, paying attention to the congestion in the head, paying attention to the way it makes my body feel, to my emotional state, my emotional rawness or my agitation, or just paying attention. And that is the essence of mindfulness, the ability to just pay attention. I can't necessarily change it, but there is something. Hey, Caitlin, I'm glad you finally caught a live stream. Good evening to you. There's something in the paying attention to, which is the essence of the mindfulness practice, that reduces, it reduces the pain. So it makes the pain, I don't know what it does. I don't know what it does in the brain. I don't know what it does in the body. Because it doesn't make the kind of the root of the pain go away. It just shifts your focus by paying attention to it, by giving it full awareness, full presence of mind. It shifts your focus to it in a way that you're able to control it. instead of it controlling you. And I think that that's probably the biggest thing. When you become, as a parent, when you just, and I really want to encourage you, you know, Google Jon Kabat-Zinn pain research. It's very well known. It's, you know, meditation and pain, mindfulness and pain, how it significantly helps, and he's even helped cancer patients, how it significantly helps us as adults be able to live more peaceful, more balanced, harmonious lives just through our mindfulness practice. And so just keep in mind, when you're in pain, you're in a state of stress. When you're in a state of stress, you're essentially emotionally suppressed. So your vibration that you give off when you are in a state of pain is just the same vibration that you give off when you're in a state of stress. It is a stressful vibration. It is a fearful vibration. It is a threatening vibration, even if it's absent. See, the absent vibration, the emotionally absent parent gives off a lack of vibration, and a lack of vibration creates insecurity in and of itself. You're physically present, but emotionally you're not connecting, which then creates its own level of insecurity. So it's a very big deal if you are parenting in pain, and I just want to encourage you, take time, breathe, slow down, and think about your pain body in that moment. Think about where your pain is at, how it's making you feel, where it's shifting you emotionally, and how it's influencing your ability to be present with your children. And I think that you'll be really, really surprised that when you slow that breathing practice down and you focus on that pain, that it will diminish to some significant degree. And maybe it's just I'm glad, Angela. School holidays with 12 kids. Oh, bless your heart, sister. Bless your heart. Mindfulness is the word of the day for you. Presence is the word of the day for Angela. So I think you'll be significantly surprised that maybe it doesn't make it go away, which I doubt it will, but it just gives you a level of comfort and consciousness that puts you back in control. It doesn't let it have control over you. And Darlene says, I've never been good at this mindfulness piece, but live with chronic pain. It sure does affect my parenting. Oh, you're right, Darlene. That's good. Thank you for this cheerleading. You bet you. I want to be your biggest cheerleader ever. And the mindfulness, Darlene, doesn't have to be real complicated. It's just inhaling, exhaling, and just focus. Focus on what it is. I can feel moisture at the corner of my eyes. I can feel pressure in my head. I can feel a little underlying tension in my chest. I'm doing nothing about it. I'm just observing it. Just observe it. And what that'll do is it puts you back in control. God bless you. Big Papa loves you. I hope if you're a parent struggling with pain that you are able to find some relief. I really would encourage you to look into CBD oil. I'd encourage you to look into medical marijuana, the different strains. We know that opioids can be highly addictive, and then that just creates another whole pain cycle. You know, look into massage therapy and acupuncture. Just don't give up. Don't give up looking. And also, one thing that I've heard has helped a lot of people is yoga. Yoga has been very good for relieving pain. And also, there's a medical procedure called PRP, platelet-rich plasma stem cell therapy. Very, very effective for physical pain and things of that nature. So God bless each and every one of you. And I hope Big Papa's feeling better tomorrow too. It's been a big rain here in Oklahoma. So hopefully it's going to wash a bunch of this pollen right out of the atmosphere. So remember, in any given situation, we always have two choices. We can continue to react and be overwhelmed and stressed and operate from a place of fear, or we can stop, we can slow down, we can take 3 to 10 deep breaths, and we can choose love. Good night, everyone.